Good morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma, daf Samach Hey. We left off Samach Dalan, Amud Beit, towards the bottom, where really the entire daf yesterday was a, for the most part, besides the first few lines, was a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. We had in our Mishnah that when we have a pair of animals, two seirim, one gets designated with the Geril, Lazazel, one gets designated with the Geril, Lashem. One gets designated Lashem, one Lazazel. We said, let's just pick the case with the sire that was designated Lashem dies before he got a chance to be Zerik Dam. So you have to bring a new peer now to do a new agrola to set aside, designate a new sire Lashem. So you said in the Mishnah, of course, the new sire Lashem slides into that place and it takes over that position. And the question was...
Wait a minute, that's impossible. If there's Dam of this sire Lashem, it was shechted already. You have to take the case that the Azazel died.
No. The case could be either way. I'm not sure why you're saying that. It could be either way. You could have a case where the Sir Lashem died, or this Dam of the Sir Lashem spilled. Either way. The point is, when you need to replace the Sir Lashem, or Lazazel, it happens to be both directions. I just picked one, but it does work in both directions. So the case is where you bring a new pair of animals. The Sir Lashem, which needed replacement, obviously the new one that gets designated will be the new Sir Lashem. And Lazazel, we had a Mechlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Do you use the leftover from the first pair, which we called Sheni Shebez Agrishin, the leftover from the first pair, that's Rav Shita, or do you use the Azazel of the second pair? And according to Tanakhama of our Mishnah, the extra Lazazel, or in the opposite case, the extra Sel Hashem, would graze, that was our Mishnah. And then, of course, we had a descending view of a Mishnah, which is that it goes Lamisa. We'll get there shortly. But before that, we have Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Do you use the first remaining Lazazel of the first pair, or do you use the Lazazel of the second pair? The Machlekes we explained was based on whether we say Balachayim Nidachim. According to Rav, Balachayim Eini Nidachim. So therefore, even though right now it's rejected, right now these Lazazel can't be used until you find a replacement, a pair, a Sar Lashem to pair up with it. It doesn't make a difference. It's a Balachayim. Balachayim is not rejected. According to Bechran, Balachayim could be rejected. We explained yesterday that the idea of Balachayim is not rejected. We got into Raya's sources for this. That's really what we ended off the whole Mabez. Different rights, a right for a Mishnah like Rav, a right for a Brisa like a Rechon. But the logic we explained was we started with the Meiri, who says that since an animal, even if it's Kaddish, it can get a mum, and once it gets a mum, you can redeem it and remove the Kedusha, it's not considered fully Kaddish, that the rejection should be considered a strong enough rejection. We know the more nearer something is, the more fit it is to go on the Mizbeach, the more if it gets rejected, the more of a apostles it is. If it's the less Kedusha we say, or the less near it is, the less rejected it is, says Meiri, that since you can redeem if it gets a mum, it's not considered fully near. Rabbi Yashav, I'm not sure if he actually elaborated all of what Rabbi Yashav says, but Rabbi Yashav elaborated further, Rabbi Yashav Zatzal, in the Meiri, that when's it really called Nira? It's only Nira L'Mizbeach after Shechita, after Zrika, is the animal Nira L'Mizbeach. The Zdam cannot go on the Mizbeach, and the Emur can go on the Mizbeach. So only after Shechita is Mamish Nira, and therefore we'd say Nidachim, of course that's no longer Balachai. That's called Shechutim. So Rav says Balachayim and Nidachim is because it's not called Nira till it's Mamish Fit L'Mizbeach. That is how the Rabbi Yashav elaborates in the Meiri in that idea. Okay, so we're bringing Raya's to this Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rav, whether or not we say Balachayim Nidachim, whether or not in the Mishnah's case, more specifically, we're using this Sheni Shebez Agrishin, which is Rav, using the leftover from the first pair, or the new one for the second pair, says the Gemara a Raya towards the bottom of the page, Sabdal and Beis, Tanan, where three lines off at the bottom of the page, She'en Chatasibar Mesa, sorry, Amarava, Harmina Dekim Mesa, we were right, Tanan, She'en Chatasibar Mesa, Had Yachya Gavna, Mesa, we said in our Mishnah, a sprach, the Tanakhama said, the reason why you leave the leftover animal to graze is because ein chatasiv mesa. Had it been a chatas yachid, it would be mesa. Chatas yachid, that actually goes to mesa. Because the chatasibar ein chatasiv mesa, of course, Rabbi Yehuda comes and argues in the Mishnah, but Tanakhama says that because the chatasibar is not mesa. Now, the deed from there is, you can infer, had it been a case of yachid, it would go to mesa. Ask the Gemara, that only fits according to Rabbi Yechanan's Malach, not according to Rav. As follows, says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Kidr Abam Rav. Rabbi Yechanan will explain like Abam Rav. Very, very not elaborate. There's a big Rashi here. We're going to go through it maybe inside in a second. Dam Rav Am Rav, top of Amud. Hakol Meidim Shenuschap Rishen Avuda, Avuda Mesa. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it'll all fit very well, like Rav Abba Am Rav. But according to Rav, from our sugya, we're going to have a problem. What was Rav? What are we referring to? So we have Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan Tmura on Daf Chav Gimel. The more over there is Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan. If you have a Chatas, we know Stam is a person's Chatas and he loses the Chatas and he brings the Chatas in its place. That's one of the five Chatas Mesas, one of the five classic Chatas Mesas. He brings in the Chatas in the place of the one that's lost and he finds the original. That Chatas goes to Mesa according to everyone. He only found the lost Chatas after getting a Kapara. Everyone agrees over there, and that Chatas goes Lamisa. What's the case with this Machlekes? So jump into the Rashi Kedibre Abba. It's the last Rashi on the page. It's a big one. It's about it's right where the lines get wider. Rashi. Damar Masechtas Tmura Daf Chav Gimel. Gabi Plukti Rabbi Rabbanu Shnechu Mafresh Chatasay Venevda VeHifresh. The case, not the case I just explained, where you brought a second one prior to finding the first one. You found the first one before you brought the second one. And both of them are standing in front of me. Rabbi says, still, do one for a kapara, and the other one is called the extra chatas, it goes to Misa, period. The Chum Amrim, no, ain chatas shekipra b'leh mesa. The Chum say, no, a chatas shekipra b'leh only goes to Misa, elishin nimsis la'acha shekipra b'leh, only if it was found after the b'leh got a kapara. But if it was around before the kapara, and you chose A over B or B over A, it won't go to Misa. That is the Rabbanan Shita Avil. If it was found between the Kapara, before the Kapara, after the Hafrasha of the second one, Raya, it goes to Raya. That's the basic Malchikas Rebbe and the Rabban. Okay, so here's where Rabba comes in. V'am Rabbah, I'm still quoting Rashi. V'am Rabbah Allah, and Rabbah says on the Malchikas, Hakal Ma'idim Shem Eschapar B'Shein Avuida Dainu Shnia Shufish Achorin Avuida Mesa. Rabbah says Bechidish. In that same case, where you were Mafresh Achadas, it got lost. You Mafresh a replacement. And before you got a chance to bring the replacement, you found the original. If you still went and were makriv the replacement, the avuda has like it was like dachay as a paslos. It gets a din of chatas amesas according to Rabbanan even. Even though both are imbefinay, not just according to Rebbe, who says anyway, Thomas. Even though Rabbanan agree, if you use the replacement and not the original, and about the original the chatas, you don't use the one that was avuda. Halach is it goes lamisa. Says Rashi further. That's the classic case of a, again, we said a more specific case where you only found it afterwards, but Rashi says that according to Rabba is saying that even if you found it prior to bringing the new one, the fact that the first animal, the first chatas was lost and not used ultimately, it goes lamisa, even according to Chamim. So here's the machlekes. Lenechu elish and eschaper b'rishena v'ashniyah medes. When you went back to use the first one, you found the original, and you used that original v'ashniyah medes. And the second one, now standing there, it was around b'shas kapara. It wasn't lost. It was never lost. The second one, and you used the first one. What happens to the second one? Uvapligi Rebbe said mafresh tzarich tashlimi avid. Rebbe says that since you separated, you designated this new one to replace the avid, and the avid would have a din of misa. So kavadami, this one also gets a din of misa. For Rabban Savi love kavadami, then no. That which is separated to replace one that's lost will not get it in the oven. And since this was around the whole time and never lost itself, it won't go to Misa. So Gabi Misisan, the Hacha, Gabi Amishneher, same thing. Let's go back to Amachlekes. Rabbi Yechanan says, I'm still in Rashi, the end of Rashi, Damar, Sheini Shebezug Rishon, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Sheini Shebezug Rishon, Ketani Masisan Yira, that it's the second one of the first pair that goes to Yira. That goes to Raya because you're using the Azazel of the second pair, so it's very good. Hand you have time, Mishum Dein Chatasiva Mesa. Hadiyachin in that same case would be Tamas. The Mishnah gives us a Svar. You know why it goes to Raya? You know why you get to let it grace and get a mum and still use the proceeds for carbon seaver, and it doesn't go to Misa? Why? Because which one are you leaving over? You're leaving over the second animal of the first set, the one that was kind of, so to speak, oven, the one that's being replaced, but comparing the lazazo of the first set that was partially rejected to the one that's oven in the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanan. That one, we say according to Rebbe, at least for sure, would go to Misa, even according to Rabbanan. That one, I'm sorry, even according to Rabbanan, that one would go to Misa, and therefore we're saying, because it's Chatas Tzibur, only because it's Chatas Tzibur will it not go to Misa. Had it been Chatas Yachid, it would taka be Misa. Says the Gemara, says the last line of Rashi, Havlein Neskaper B'Shein Avuda, Vaduchuya Kemes, Vakol Maidim, even the Rabbanu agree over there, Shemesa. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it makes sense that the Mishnah has to stick in the words, because it's Chatas Tzibur, therefore it's not Mesa. Let's be back inside in the Gemara now. Everyone agrees that when the two chatayis are in front of you and you use the one that wasn't lost, the replacement is what's used, you know what happens to the original one, the avuda? It goes to the misa. So here we have to say, the original azazel won't go to the misa. You know why? Because it's a chatasibur. Very good. The Mishnah makes sense. El Rav, according to Rav, which one are we using? We're not using the second one. We're using the first one. We use the original Azazel that was left without a pair. What's extra the second Azazel? Second Azazel is no different than the classic case where a person goes and sets aside, initially, I'm setting aside two animals for mechatas. Now, a person cannot use two animals for mechatas. What he's really doing is he's saying, I want either one of these animals to be mechatas, and the other one is a backup, just in case. But in that case, everyone agrees, because it was initially set aside as a backup, not to be a proper chatas, you don't say it goes lemisa. So in that case, if you the extra one, right away, can go to the Raya, and the money can be used for a carbon. It's not a chatas mesis. So our equivalent case over here, the second Lazazel according to Rav, is merely there as a backup. It's merely there as an achrayas. From the beginning, you knew you were going to use the original Lazazel, so that should be a case where even by Yachid, it would not go to Misa. So why does the Mishnah have to come out to, because it's a tzibur, and chatzibur Mesa, even by Yachid in that case, it wouldn't go to Misa? That is the kasha on Rav. Again, and a question based on a nice cheshbon in the Gemara Tumur. It says, Gemara, El Rav, have kamafresh, shtei chatois achrayas, like you're being mafresh, two chatois achrayas. This is a big question, by the way. We're not going to focus on this right now, but it's a big question. If it can't be mafresh two chatoises at one time, the reason why I have two chatoises, I have one, I got lost, I mafresh another one. Sometimes I can be mafresh two chatoises, so how am I allowed to do two lachrayas? How exactly does it work? We have a cloud, kol she'ina bezeh chazeh, afil vachaseina. How does that work? So, I'm going to discuss the alumnus of kol she'ina bezeh chazeh. It's only when there's a halachic impediment over here, you're not really bringing two chatoises. You're setting aside one, and then the second one is a backup, and therefore it's not an issue. Okay, but it is a discussion in the achrayim. Okay, says Gemara, an answer for Rav. Actually, before we get to the answer, the Amar Beisha the merges the question. The Amar Beisha hifreshet asachrayes mischaper b'achas b'mashdei tira. We know when you mafresh two chatoises initially achrayes, you can use one, and the second one goes the raya. It doesn't get killed. So why in our case would it get killed? Answers the Gemara along the lines of something we've spoken about before in yesterday's year. Kiva the Amar Rava. Rav Savak Karbesi, since we've already established, Rav said that Rav was a Karbesi, that what? Dabar Mitzvah Rishayna, and Mitzvah Rishayna. So the first Lazazel was for sure being used, then Mekar Kamafresh Libidami. When you mafresh two Chatois Lachrayas, either one could be used, and either one could be the backup. Over there we say, whichever one ends up not being used, is allowed to go, Laraya goes to graze, and use. We don't make it, give it a din of Chatas Mesis. Over here, the first Lazazel is the one that's being used. We know that's the din, according to Rav, Ein Balcha Medachim. Mitzvah Berishayna, like Rabbi Yisrael says, that first Azazel is being used. So the second Azazel is not really getting a status of like a mafresh shtei chatois achrayas. It's really like a status being mafresh libet. Yes, in a case where the first Azazel, for some reason something happens to it, you end up using the second Azazel, but the point is, at the time that you bring mafresh it, the first Azazel is around, and there's no reason to assume it won't stay around, so it's like you bring mafresh libet, and over there, Rav would agree that it would go lemisa. Over there, it would go lemisa, unless you say, because it's a chatas tiber, and the chatas tiber doesn't go to misa. Okay, so far, we try to bring another raya in this machlekes Rav Yechanan Rav. This time was a raya to Rav Yechanan from the Mishnah, the sugi over there in Tmurach of Gimel, and we deflected the raya. The Mara is going to attempt to bring another raya to Rav Yechanan, and then the Mara is going to flip some of the prior two rayas in the opposite direction. And then we'll be finished with the back and forth of Rav Yechanan. Says the Mara, Tanan. Rav Yehuda Emer Thomas, we said in our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says, no, the extra chatas doesn't go to graze, it goes to Misa. Now, Bishlam Rav Yechanan, Damer Sheni Shibuzug Rishon Yira. According to Rav Yechanan, says it was the leftover from the first pair that goes to graze. So Rav Yehuda says Thomas. Rav Yehuda Yamas, Rav Yehuda says no. You don't let it go to graze. That's a chatas mesis. You let it go to mesa, even though it's a chatas tiber. You let it go to mesa. So Mischaper B'Sheni Shibuzug Sheni, you'll get a kapara. And what's going to be a kapara? Your kapara will be the azazel from the second from the second pair. That'll be the kapara. El Rav Damer Sheni Shibuzug Sheni Yira. Rav says, what do you do? You let the Sheni Shibuzug Sheni. That's the one that goes that goes L'Raya, which means because you're using the Sheni Shibuzug Rishon. That's what Rav learned at Tanakama. At the azazel from the first pair is what you use, and the azazel from the second pair goes L'Raya. Let's not forget, we just said in yesterday's daf, Rabbi Huda holds Balachai Medachim. If Rabbi Huda holds Balachai Medachim, that means the Sheni Shibuzug Rishon is no good. It's no good. So the Gemara is just bothered that if Rabbi Huda's coming along to say that the Sheni Shibuzug Sheni is Yamas, the Sheni Shibuzug Rishon is Balachai Medachim, the Sheni Shibuzug Sheni, now he's saying it's going to be Yamas, so you're not going to have any Lazazel for Kapara. Says the Gemara, Labud Yamas, Labud the Mayim Mechaper, according to Rabbi Huda, which one are you going to get Kapara with? The Gemara is obviously asking a question, making an assumption that even according to Rav, Rabbi Huda is commenting on the same Sire that the Tanakhama says, goes L'Raya, Rabbi Huda is saying, no, it doesn't go L'Raya, it goes L'Misa. And according to Rav, which Sire is that? That Sire would be the second Sire. But according to Rabbi Huda, the first sar is also no good because Bachan Medech. And the Mara answers very simply no. And according to Rav, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda having two machlekes in. First of all, the machlekes says, which sar are you going to use? Are you going to use the first sar or the second sar? Which is, again, we pointed this out already yesterday, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're using the second sar because the first sar heals Bachan Medechim, whereas according to Rabbanan, in Rav, you're using the first sar. And there's a separate machlekes, the extra sar, what do you do with it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes to Misa, and according to Rav, according to the Rabbanan, it goes to Roya. So essentially, we're saying, according to Rav, there's two machlekes in Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, not just one. That's a simple answer to how Rav the Mishnah says on our side. Misav Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni, Shepherds like Sheni. Is Rabbi Yehuda going on the second Lazazel of the second pair? Who told you that? Which is the way the Tanakhama was learning. Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shebezuk Mishigai. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the extra one from the first pair, which is the one that's Balachan Medachim, that very same animal doesn't go to graze; it goes Lamisa. So essentially, there's two machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, but not a kasha on Rav. Some ask the question the opposite way. We said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda adds the following halacha. Nishpech Adam, if the dam of the Kodesh Hashem spills out, Yamas Mishlech, the Mishlech gets killed because once its pair is messed up, it's left without a partner, and it goes right away, Lemisa, that's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, it's Balachayim Medachim, it goes Lemisa. Mesa Mishlech, a similar token, if the Mishlech dies, then Shefach Adam, and certainly that which is in the case, which is not Balachay, it's even after Balachay, certainly if Nitcha, you spill it out. Now, Bishlam l'Rav, according to Rav, it's good. Reisha pligi b'chata siber v'seifa pligi b'chayim. According to Rav, the reason, the question is, what's Rabbi Yehuda adding in those last lines of the Mishnah? He already said that the chata siber could be mesa. So the answer is, according to Rav, we say very simply, the reisha was, he's been mechadish, the extra animal doesn't go to graze, rather it goes l'misa. So Reish is b'mechadish that chata siber has in a misa. V'seifa pligi b'chayim, and the seif is coming to explain that a b'chayim could be nitcha. So he has to say both those dinim, Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what we have, two members. What's the viyod? According to Yechon, there's one general machlekes here whether chata siber mesa or not. Everyone agrees. According to Yechon, everyone would agree. There's no machlekes. Everyone agrees. Balchayim is nachem. The whole machlekes just says there's gol mesa or not. So according to that, who needs two separate machlekes and who needs two separate members of Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah? The Gemara says you're right. Kasha, the Mishnah shver. And if you remember from yesterday's daf, we pointed out that the Mishnah we already had two rayas in the Mishnah, like Rav, Nagam Echran, we essentially said Rabbi Echran's backup is from Brises, and Rav's backup is from Mishnah. Our Mishnah clearly is Mashmah like Rav, Nagam Echran. Here's another question, the third question on Rabbi Echran from the Mishnah. Va'idam Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara goes back. Actually, before we go to the next Gemara, so this is we're finishing the Machlokes Rabbi Echran. We're finished with the, I would say, the harder Cheshvan for the day. From here, it starts to get a little easier. Tomorrow's daf is even easier. But okay, I mean, again, not to dismiss the past couple, blah. I've had a fair amount of Cheshvan. But a more shastic conversation in this machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rav. We know that halacha is typically a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechon. We pass like Rabbi Yechon. Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechon. Here, however, it seems to be that the Paiskim rule like Rav, the Baal Chaim in Nedachim. We pass like Rav, who was in Baal Chaim in Nedachim. Here we seem to rule like Rav. There was an interesting conversation Rabbi Chanan brings, totally not specifically to get to our sugya, general conversation Rabbi Chanan brings, and he asked Rabbi Chaim the following question. We know Rabbi Yechon, we know we have a call of Shas, Rav Tanu Palak. Rav is a Tana, and you could argue, so if you have a Mishnah or a Braisa, and Rav disagrees, you don't ask us a Kasha on Rav, Rav is Tana Palak. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with that concept. Rabbi Yechanan held that Rav does not have the status of a Tana. Rabbi Yechanan argued the concept of Rav Tana Palak. So we know, we just spoke out a minute ago, that we typically pass like Machlaikas, Rav Rabbi Yechanan, pass like Rabbi Yechanan. In our case, Puknat. But we typically pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Machlaikas, Rav Rabbi Yechanan. Ask Rabbi Yechanan, shouldn't this create an issue with the entire klal of Rav Tana Palak? Rabbi Yechanan argues on the klal of Rav Tana Palak. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, so all of a sudden the Klal Rav Tana Palak should be now, obviously, it should be like Shalei Kelchasa. We should never be able to use it. And yet we find in many places we do pass like Rav over the Tana, over the Brice or the Mishnah that he's arguing. That is the question that was posed, Rabbi Yechanan posed to Rabbi Chaim. So the simple answer you can give is, when we say we pass like Rabbi Yechanan over Rav, it's only when it's the direct machleik is. When Rav and Rabbi Yechanan are arguing, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan over Rav. Again, not in our case, but in general, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan over Rav. When Rabbi Yechanan says that I don't agree to the concept of Rav Tana Palak, that's not a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan arguing on Rav. I mean, to the extent it is, because Rav's saying I can argue on a Tana, and Rabbi Yechanan saying he can't. But it's not a machlekes specifically in any one of those cases. He's not saying I disagree with Rav says. He just disagrees with the concept. Okay, in such a case, we don't say he passes like Rabbi Yechanan over Rav, so meaning we can still stick with the cloud of Rav Tana Palak. That would be a simple answer. That would be a simple answer. But Rav Chaim says a big aside. Rav Chaim says that the concept of Rav Tana Palak is really not unique to Rav. Reb Chaim says, of course, an Amayra could argue on a Tana, right? Which fits very well. In Beis Bris, they weren't Tzemach, but they used to argue very often on Rishonim. especially Kachim, based on Agam Rishonim, often, more often than other Achronim, they had no problem Agam Rishonim. I'm not comparing Achron to Rishon to Amir to Tana, but same idea. They didn't go with the general column. Reb Chaim held that Amir could certainly argue to Tana. When it says, typically, when the Amir asks, Aithra Chas, the Amir asks Kashas, that the Tana says not like the Amir, how could the Amir say this? It's because the Anhugga of the Amiram was not to argue on Tanayim. Not that they can't. If Amir is convinced that he has the right halacha, that the halacha in the Mishnah on the Brisa is incorrect, then the Amir could argue and potentially be almost more likely passed like the Amir, because he knows what the Tana says, he's still arguing, so he certainly could argue, and very likely he could pass like the Amir. It's just that the Amiram typically wouldn't argue. Rav Tano Palik Sushab Chayim is not a license. Every Amir has a license. They just didn't use it. They didn't want to use it. We're saying that Rav was naive to do it. So don't ask me a kasha. How's Rav arguing on Tana? Rav wasn't particular about that klal. But not that you're not allowed to. And we do find, it's not so common, seldom, but we do find cases to back up Rav Chayim that Amiram do ultimately seem to argue on Tanaim. L'maisa l'chas nish. In Hilchos Mamrim, in Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, Chazal seems to say very clearly tonight that he seems to say Adrabba, that a Amir would never argue in a Tana because he can't, because if he does, he's for sure wrong. So, which is exactly opposite of Chaim, that a Amir argues in a Tana is going to be wrong. And Chaim saying, no, Adrabba, he's not wrong, they just wouldn't do it. And therefore, the fact that Rav argues in a Tana wouldn't be a question of Bechal, even if Rabbi Yechon happens to disagree with that. Okay, so like the Amir, side point, back to our sugya. Venerable Rebbe, Mishpach Adam, he said the Mishpach Rebbe says, if the blood spilled from the sar that goes to Hashem, Yamas Mishtech, Mishtech dies. Bishlam Mishpach Adam, Yamas Mishtech. The Gemara says, we understand that when the blood spills, Taka, the Mishtech goes to Misa. You know why? Akad L'Savim Mitzvasa. Because the mitzvah is not, meaning, if the blood spilled from the Kedus Hashem, the Azazel left that a partner. According to Rabbi Yechonam, we say, Balachayim are Nedachim, and therefore, it goes to Misa. However, here's where the question is. Elamesa Mishaleach. We're saying when the Mishaleach dies, you have to spill out the dam. Amayishpach dam has avle mitzvasa. The dam of the dam of Ksar Lashem is only completed its mitzvasa once you do this rikus on the towards the Aran, Pareches, Mizbech Aprimi. Till then, mitzvah wasn't done. So if the dam spilled before the mitzvah was done, the Summer Shaleach left out upon her and it goes to Misa. The Summer Shaleach, what's its din? Of course, we know the Chatkil, what he's supposed to do. The Kohen Gadol does vidui, and he sends with a Shliach, he sends an Aydi Shliach to be thrown over the cliff. But the second that Grola took place, I'm explaining first like Rashi, the second that Grola took place, the mitzvah of Sar Mishlech was done. Right? The Gemara said, the Gemara we had before, 25 years ago, the Gemara said that the Vidui is not Makiv. And Rashi learns that the Vidui is not Makiv, the Vidui is done by the Kohen Gadol. An Lazazel is not Makiv, B'devinu is not Makiv. Certainly the sending out the Lazazel over the cliff with Stamakayan. Remember, we had just a couple of bad ago. What's Ma'akim and Kippur? Only a Vaida of the Kain Gadol, and as a child, only the Five of Fim, only in Big Day Love. We had a discussion. What's Ma'akim B'dievin? Right? What's Ma'akim B'dievin? That was more than the Seder, but the point is, that was a discussion. What's Ma'akim? We're saying that L'chayra, the Sar going over the mountain cliff, is not Ma'akim. It's not being done by the Kain Gadol. Certainly, it's not Ma'akim if the Vida of the Kohen Gadol is not Makiv. What is Makiv, according to me, Rashi understands? Simply the Hagrola. Making a girl and designating a Sar Lazazel, that's what's Makiv. So ask the Gemara, I understand. If Lazazel dies, why are you spilling out the dam? You have your Lazazel. You designated it, you get Lazazel, you have it. I dropped dead, you didn't throw over the mountain. To us, we think that's the highlight of throwing over the mountain, that's the highlight of the mitzvah Lazazel. No, the Gemara is telling us it's not the highlight. Just designate it's enough. So why are you spilling out the dam of the in the Kli? That's according to Rashi. Ben Yochum argues slightly, and he says that the reason why you make Lazazel is because the animal died. Not stam, once you did Hagrol, it's enough. Hagrol is not enough. But who cares? Mali, yes, the Chatri, you threw it over the mountain, and it breaks up, you know, the bone into bones falling down the cliff. But even if not, as long as it died, you have your Azazel. So the Azazel died. That itself is enough. Either way, both according to Rashi and Ben Yochum, the Gemara is asking, why are we spilling out the dam of the Kesh Hashem when the Azazel dies? Don't you have a key in the mitzvah anyway? Answers the Gemara, Amad Rav Yanai, Amar Kor Yamad Chai, L'fnei Hashem L'chaper. The Pasuk says, Allah, we quoted this Pasuk also yesterday, Yamad Chai, L'fnei Hashem L'chaper, Ad Masli Yezakul Yezchai, till when is the Azazel have to be alive for? Ad Shash Matan Dam, Dam Mishachaveri, until the Zrik is done with the, until the all the Matanas are done with the Kedesh Hashem. So we're saying that Enechrami, even though you theoretically were Makuyim Azazel, the Pasuk says has to remain alive till you finish the Matanas of Dam on the Aran, towards the Aran, Perechas, and the Mzbech HaPrimi, only after that could the Azazel die. If it dies prematurely, that's still going to be a problem. So based on the Pasuk, it is an issue. Tanasa. We looked at, we really get into a completely new topic now. It's going to still be about Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but a new topic. We learned in Shkalim, again, a third time, third day in a row that we're quoting a Mishnah Shkalim. The last two times was the same Mishnah. B'nei Yesh Shalcha Shklam, the people of the city that sent the Shkalim, v'nigdu b'shavzot, and it got lost or stolen. Im nitra shuma, if the shumas alishka was taken while these Shkalim were en route, we know when the Kayan takes from the Lishka, when he takes truma, he has in mind not just the coins that are in front of him in the lishka, but also the coins that are en route, and therefore it's considered as if they're mekayim their mitzvah of machzor shekel. So now, if it's lost, who's losing out this money? Beis Hamikdash is losing out the money because the people sent it ready to the mitzvah. So halacha is the shliach who's bringing it has to swear that he wasn't a pesheh, has to swear that it really was missing. Nishpan legizbarim, he swears to the gizbar. Vimlav. But if it got lost prior to the Chumas Alishka taking place, which means the people are going to have to replace the Machzor Shekel, so who does the Shliach swear to now? The Shpon of Ne'er. He swears to the Me'er. Ubne'er Shekel Echreim Tachtayim, and the Me'er will have to bring replacement Shekelim from the ones that were lost. Nimtzu, what if the lost Shekelim were found? Oy! Shechzir Magadabo, the Gadabim realized what they stole, and they saw it, felt guilty, and they returned it. Elu ve'elu Shekelim. Once they returned, they both Shekelim. Even though you found the originals, people took out of the pockets the new Machzor Shekel, they're both Kaddish, and they both go to the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Bryce of the first Shita, Vein Elohim L'Shan Abba. Sorry, this is actually not Bryce, this is Mishnah. The Mishnah is gone. And the Mishnah concludes, I say that on purpose, Vein Elohim L'Shan Abba. You cannot use, you can't say, oh, we already gave Machzor Shekel, it was lost, we brought a new one, and now you find the originals. Let the original ones be for this year, and let the new ones be for next year. No, it all goes for this year. They gave extra, end of story. That's the end of the Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Agamar seeks to quote, the Mishnah continues. If we look at the Mishnah that we had in Shkalim not long ago, it doesn't continue. So, first, I point out that there's a Braisa, it's an addendum to the Mishnah. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda asks the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, some actually stick in the words, Tan Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda asks the Mishnah and says, Ayla Lama Shanaba, it could be used for the next year. And that's the key point that we want for this next Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, I can use the Machzor Shekel, because I've doubled, I can use it for the next year. Ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda allows to use the Machzor Shekel for the next year, why in our Mishnah, when we have an extra Chatas, does he say, let's read the next words first. My time to Behuda Marava, because Behuda Chayvish Shoshana Zu, Chayvish Shoshana Abba. A Chayv that was designated 1 year can be offered the next year. It's not a problem. It does not become it does not become stale. It could be used the next year. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, why in our Mishnah could I not use the extra power, extra Sarah from year A? Why can't I just not use it in year B? Asia Baye, Power of Sarah, Kippurim Shabdu, the power of the servant, Kippur, they got lost, Fifish Hachem Tachlem, and you designated another power of the servant in their place. Vachin, Sivai, Dezara Shabdu, or Sivai, Dezara, they got lost, and you separated another one, Hifish Hachem Tachlem, you brought other ones in their place. Kulan, Yemusu, Dibab Yehuda, when you find the originals, once they're found, after you got a part of those, once you find the originals, they go Lamisa. Rabbi Lazar Shimon Aimer, no. Yeshu Stevu, Vimachu people dem Dava, Shein Chatasiba Mesa. Rabbi Lazar Shimon say, no. Chatasiba, again, like the Tanakhama for Mishnah. Chatasiba doesn't go to Mesa. You only have Mesa by Chatas Yachid. Chatasiba doesn't go to Mesa. And therefore, when you find the original, what do? You let it get a mum and use the money for Nidvas, for Kate Sabbath, for Nidvas Seber, but you don't let it go to Mesa. But strictly because it's a Chatasiba. But our main focus review that says it goes to Misa because even Chatsiba goes to Misa. Why are you letting go to Misa? Why don't we say they should use it the next year? The Mordechai spelled the question. Perhaps the Mordechai is asking, say the same thing, say Machzor Shekel, use it for the next year. Now, before we get to the Mordechai discussion, the Mordechai is going to give actually five answers. We're not going to see all five today. The Mordechai is going to give five answers to this question. The Mordechai is going to attempt five answers. The Mordechai is going to refute most of them. The first one very bothered. The Rishonim very bothered. What's the pshat that we're saying, suggesting that according to Rabbi Yehuda, should be used for the next year. We have a klal of Chatas Amesis. Chatas Amesis tells me that if a Chatas is designated, it gets lost, and you bring another one in its place, and especially if you've got a kapara with the other one, and then you find the original, it goes Lamisa. What's the Havmi to say? It should be pushed off to next year. So the Rishonim explain that clearly there's a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. By a Yachid, once you got a kapara, there's no assumption that he's going to need another Chatas. He may end up needing another Chatas, but there's no assumption he needs another Chatas. So really the idea of Chatas Mesis to an extent is a function, again, but it's a function of not needing the Chatas. A useless Chatas goes Lamisa. By Chatas Tzibur, we know every year Yom Kippur we bring the same Chatas. We constantly bring the Chatas every Yom Kippur, so we know you guarantee you need it. It doesn't have the same status as a Chatas Mesis, and once it has a Chatas Mesis, and even though, again, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Kabbat Tzibur is Shayach Chatas Mesis, but it doesn't have the same type of status because it's for sure going to be needed next year, and we know Rabbi Yehuda holds a Machzor Shekel. You can use that Shkalim that designated for year A. If you designated two by mistake, you can use one of them for year B. Why can't we do the same thing with this animal? That's the Gemara's question. But again, the idea is that we're saying there's a fundamental difference between the Chatas Mesis of a Yachid and a Chatas Mesis of a Tzibur, even in a review that says that by Tzibur we still say Chatas Mesis, it's still different because over here we know it's going to be needed. Okay, says Gemara, Amalei. So Rava answers Abai's question as follows. Top on base. Kabbarat Tzibur, Karmat. You ask a question for Kabbarat Tzibur. Shiny Kabbarat Tzibur. Kidra Tavi Amar Rabeshaya Tamar Tavi Bishaya Amar Krozes Elish Khadish Khachet Khachashana Amar Tera Khadesh Bahavili Kab Mishim Khadasha. The Torah says this is the Eilas Khadesh Bhachashana. We darshan that all karbanas from after Nisan should come from the monies that were brought in after Nisan. And therefore don't ask me a question, they should use the Khadas from last year for this year, because it's gotta come from the new monies. Since that's come from the new monies, it can't keep last year's Khadas, obviously it's last year's monies, and therefore it's no good. Ask the Gemara, okay, that's a good answer for the Sar. Hatein Achsar, which comes from the Tzibur's money. Par, Michael, remember, in the Brayser, Rabbi says both the Sar and the Par of Yom Kippur, that, let's say, that Shayom Kippurim, that got lost, and your Mafish replacement, then you found the originals, both of them go to Misa. You explain to me why Sar has to go to Misa, because that's to come from the new monies, and this is not the new monies. Par never came from the monies of the Mikdash. Par comes from whose money? We spoke to that earlier in the Masechta. The Par comes from the Kohen Gadol's own pockets. Says the Gemara, Par Ma'ik Lamei Morning Zibah Par, it didn't come from the money of the Tzibur, it doesn't pass this idea from the Shuma Chadasha for the new monies, it doesn't come from the Tzibur's monies anyway, let's use the Par from last year. Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Par Tzar. It's a Gzeira, the Par Tzar, since the Psar from last year can't be used for this year, and when you find it, you let it go to Misa, so in order not to make confusion, the Par also, if it's found, we don't let it get used for next year, we let it go, we let it go to Misa. Ask the Gemara, Mishum Gzeira Musu, Al Gzeira, you're going to make the Par, decree the Par should get killed. Rashi elaborates two words, Rashi says, let it at least go to Raya. Let it get a mum and use it for Ketz Mizbeach. If it's not really subject to Misa, if it's really fit for next year, but you don't want to leave it around because you may confuse with the Sar, and the Sar is not able to be used for next year. Okay, so then let the Par go to Raya. Let it get a mum, but to go, let it go to Misa Al Gzeira. That's a strong, a big jump. V'aid Hadrab Tavi Amar Rabeisha Gufa Mitzvah. Bechlal the din to use Shuma Chadasha to use the money for the new year, that itself is Ameyakiv. The halach is the Chatchila. I'm supposed to use the Karbanos from this year for the money of this year meaning from Nisan and on. However, if I somehow, we're out of money, or if you somehow, for some reason, by mistake, use money from prior years, of course it's kosher. So the whole din is on the Chatchila. So question number one is, you're going to Al-Zera let a par die? And question number two is, the whole din that you're so worried about of using this year's money, even by the Sar, that whole din is also only the Chatchila. Tamar Vida Meshmuel, Karbanos Sibar Abon Nachem Nisan, the Karbanos Sibar that come from Aleph Nisan, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to bring it for the new coins. You bring it for the old coins, yatza, el shechis a mitzvah. Yatza, but you lost that mitzvah, you lost that hiddur, you lost that lechatchila. So on something which is not even a ikav, it's only a lechatchila, you're going to, so the sur itself would be good. You're going to tell me that you guys are the power should go lemisa up to the sur, which in itself is only a lechatchila, doesn't make sense? So answer number one was deflected. Answer number two. Again, we're wondering why Rabbi himself says at the power and the Sar of Yom Kippur that was left over, that's extra because you brought a replacement. Why does it go to Misa? Why can't you use it next year, like we say, by the Machsa Shekel that was extra? Elam Rab Zera, Lefish Ein Agayrel Keveim, Mishal Chaverta. Because you need a new Gayrel. Beautiful tires. You need a new Gayrel. Every year you have to make a Gayrel. Last year's Gayrel doesn't work for this year. Last year's leftover Sar and power can't be used this year because you're missing the Gayrel. Affecting our new. Vinesi Vinagril. Why don't you bring the animal, bring the same animal to the party and make a new girl with it? Why can't you make a new girl with this animal? Once you tell me last year's Gemara Shav, if last year's girl is not Kaveya, so then the Islamists had an extra animal. It's Kaddish for Yom Kippur, but it wasn't used. So bring it to the new girl and make a new girl this year. Says the Gemara, Gzir Shem Yemra girl Kaveya Mishan Chaverta, because it's a Gzir, again, back to Gzir. It's a Gzir. People aren't going to realize you made a new girl. They're going to think the girl, it's going to be famous news, using the same power from last year, not power, the same sar, the power's not part of the girl, using the same sar from last year. And the same surf last year already had a girl. People are going to think you used the last year's girl, and that's a problem. It's a gzera. In fact, Gemara, okay, that's a good gzera for the sar. Hatan, sir, we don't want to have people thinking we're making a mistake with playing games by the sar, because the sar is the one that needs the girl. Parak, Mike Lemaire, par doesn't need a girl. So par should still be okay. Again, the same answer, gzera, par, atasar. The par was nigzer, atasar. Which, by the way, over here, we're getting to gzera, the gzeras. The sar itself was a gzera that people want to say to make a girl. And now I'm making a gzera on the par unto the sar. But okay, I didn't see the version as that. In fact, the Gemara just asked the question that we had last Gemara. Which gzera musu, as a gzera, you're going to let the par die? Just let it go to Raya at least. You let it die as gzera. So that's a shver answer as well. The Gemara asked the same question before. The Gemara added another question. Here the Gemara just asked that one question on Rab Zera's answer. So we've deflected the second answer as well. But by the way, the Gemara was okay in this answer, key point, with sar. Hatenach sar. The most okay with sar. The reason why sar, you can't use the sar from last year for this year, is because you need a new girl. I make a new girl. People are scared. People are going to say you didn't make a new girl. So sar, we have an answer for the problem is par. Keep that in mind. Amar Rabbanan Kamei Dabai. The Rabbanan want to give the following explanation of the Braisa in Rabbi Yehuda Shita in front of Abai. an answer to the question why Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot use the parent star from last year for the next year, even though Machzor Shekel you could use the next year. Gezeira Shem Mishem Chatash Meis Baleha is Gezeira because of Chatash where the Bayam died. Meaning, let's say the Kohen Gadol dies. If the Kohen Gadol dies, then it's going to be a problem using the parent next year would be an issue because it would be a Chatash Meis Baleha. So even though it's not for sure it could happen, but potentially since that could happen, it's leaving it around for a year leaves us to open to that such a problem, and therefore it's a Gezeira. We don't allow to use the power from year to, one year to the next. Maybe the Kohen Gadol will die. Says Gemara, that's a good answer for power. Hatayna power, Sar Ma'ak Lamehmer. That's a good answer for power. Sar, what are you going to say by Sar? Answers the Gemara. Sar, Gezeira, Sar, at the power. By Sar, I can make a Gezeira onto the power. Sar, I could say, this is Mamash the opposite direction, that once power, I can't use Alt Gezeira, we're going to make a Gezeira, Sar, onto the power as well. In fact, Gemara, the same question again. Umashim Gezeira, Yamusu. Alt Gezeira, you're going to let the Sar die. The Gezeira, the Sar, onto the power, which in itself is a Gezeira. For that, you let the Sar die. And it's fair to say that. So before the Gemara goes to another attempt, there's a bomb kasha that the Farshim asks. The Achrayim will ask, you told me that Sar was okay. Sar, we understood. You just didn't understand power. And you were bothered that power should be Alt Gezeira. We then came up with an explanation to answer power. We just didn't know Sar. And we said, nah, Sar is Alt Gezeira. We don't leave Sar Alt Gezeira. But once I have an explanation for power and Sar separately, so once I have an answer for each one respectively, why can't I combine answer number two and answer number three, or answer number one and answer number three? Combine my answer for Sar and my answer for power. Each one has their own respective Gezeira. They're not a Gezeira up to the other one. Each one has their own respective Gezeira. And that's my answer. Why, Rabbi Dolz, you can't use the power and the Sar for the following year. As very simple cheshbon, a simple question in this Gemara's calculation. The Gemara right now is acting as if it's stuck, has no answers to power or Sar. We had an answer for Sar, two answers for Sar. We didn't have an answer for power. And now we do have an answer for power. So use the separate answers to answer both. Answers the Derech HaMelech, that the Lush of the Bryce was Mashma, that the power of the Sar can't be used for the same reason. Simple, the Bryce was Mashma, can't be used for the same reason. And a Chanami, what's he willing to have that the power of the Sar can't be used for different reasons? We could have said this answer. It's not the Mashma, it's the Bryce. That is the same for Derech HaMelech. The Achrayim also answered, it's brought in the Masifta Gemara, it's the same for Eshkol Kaifer. They want to say that Enachanami, you could have used, combine these two answers. These two conversations took place in different but the midrashim. In one base medrash, they had the conversation about the Sar. In one base medrash, they had the conversation about the Par. And these two conversations never met up with each other. And therefore, the Mara left it Amrazal. But Anachami, this could be a valid answer. Combining these two conversations, that we have a reason for the Sar, Al Sgairil, we have a reason for the Par, Al Shem Yamas Kain Gadol. Those are two good reasons, and therefore they both can't be used the next year. You can combine it and indeed have a valid answer. Answers to the Mara suggest number four. El Gzer Mishim Chatas Shavashnasa. The reason why you cannot use the chatas, the para, and the sar the next year is very simple because it's a gzeira onto a chatas that's years past. Ask the Gemara, gzeira? By mathematics, if this para and sar were around Yom Kippur A, and now they're around by Yom Kippur B, so that's considered a chatas shavashnasa. You don't have to come out to gzeira. It is chatas shavashnasa. Why have to tell me that the reason why it's so good is because it's gzeira onto a chatas that's out of his year. Gzeira, he goof, gzeira. It's a gzeira? He goof a chatas shavashnasa. It's a classic chatas that passes here. Says the Gemara, that's not shver. Here we get the interesting topic. Halakasha to Kirebi. The Bryce is going like Rebbe, the Tanya Shana Tmima, by when one sells a house in a Bader Chaima, he has up to a year to redeem the house. We darshan Shana Tmima, minus Shalash Mesh, Vashish Vachamish Yayim. Very interesting. This is one of the few cases where in the Jewish law, we go based on the solar calendar. Rebbe says that you go based on the solar calendar, you give 365 days from when the house is sold in the Bader Chaima for the seller to retract, to go back on the sale. Vachamim, no, minus Shayas Vachadish Miyam Liam. You count 12 months from day to day, meaning the regular lunar calendar. However, according to Chaim, top of some of Alf, in Ms. Abra, if there's an Iber month, if there's an extra month, then it's Abra Lemecher, the Mecher gets an extra month to go back on the deal. But the point is, going back in Rebbe said you have a year, you count 365 the year for the Bater Chayma. Here too, for the din of Chatash Avashnasa, we're going to say Rebbe holds you have 365 the year. But we know the Hebrew calendar is only 354 days. So between Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur is only 354 days. I have enough time to have a Chatas that was 8 days old by Yom Kippur A. It was already 8 days old. And I still have another 365 minus 8 still leaves me with another 357 days. I can still make it to the next Yom Kippur, and still the Chatas is still to take Shnasa. It's not considered of a Shnasa. Says the Gemara, Hatei Nechzar. That's all good for the sar. That's all good for the sar. But which you tell me the problem is it has to be less than 1 year old. But the power, what are you going to say? The power doesn't have to be less than 1 year old. This whole issue is only an issue for the sar. Again, the Mara says gzer power to sar. It's gzer power to sar. Ask the Gemara, gzer yamas. Al gzer, you let the power die. Question one. Question two. Vayit chata shavashas l'riya azla. A chata that's out of its ear doesn't go to misa. Rabbi Yehuda was saying the price goes to misa. Doesn't go to misa. Goes to raya. Damer shakish chata shavashas chata that passed its ear. Raya sakili amedes basic verse. You look at it as if it's in the basic verse. They just can't use it, but it doesn't go to misa. For raya and it grazes. So the answer number four was deflected as well. Before we see the fifth and final answer, which will be, it's actually one line answer, let's read it now. Elam Rava, Kzeir Mishim Takala. Simple, leaving animals around for a full year is asking for trouble. Two Kaddish animals, Parah, Sarv, and Kippur, leaving them out from Yom Kippur to Kippur is asking for trouble. The Rav is going to get involved with where else we find that you have to Takala. We'll leave it to Marmot Hashem. But that is the fifth answer, and that answer sticks. That's why we don't leave it from year. That's what Rebbe says. Thomas, it's Taka Gzeira, but only because it's a Gzeira of Takala. But before we wrap up, just two quick points on this 365. First of all, we're saying according to Chamim, you only have 354, but you get an extra month of the leap year in a leap year. What about according to Rebbe, who says you have 365? Do you only have 365? Because once you go with the solar calendar, you stop there, and there's no leap years in the solar, I mean, you have one day, 366 every 4 years, but you don't get the leap year. Or do we say, no, he's masking in a year, we have an extra month, instead of 354, you'll have 374. He's masking that you get the greater of, 365 or 374. That is a machlekes. Rashi and Rambam, point number one. Point number two is Rashash Esabam Gash, which we believe Shver, that granted we're saying 365 days gives you enough days to have 8 days for Mechusas Man, and then you separate the Chatas, and then you still have another 357 days, still the next Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah in Parah tells us that we don't separate a Chatas for the Seber, we don't separate a Parah for the Seber till when? Till it's 30 days old. Even though you're allowed to separate a carbon after 8 days, we don't separate till 30 days old. If that's the case, you won't even 365 days will not be enough. So the Chara, our Gemara, is very shver. They leave it as a kasha. Rashash is the kasha. We'll leave it shver. Have a wonderful day.